Preventive mastectomies are back in the news. Movie star, mother of six, and UN Special Envoy Angelina Jolie wrote that moving op-ed in today's New York Times, revealing that she recently had both her breasts surgically removed and reconstructed. And that prompted a disclosure from CNN anchor Zoraida Sambalin that she's also going to undergo a double mastectomy.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer about 3 weeks ago, and I was trying to figure out, how do I share this story? How do I tell the viewers that I'm going to be gone for a while because I've chosen to have a double mastectomy? And so Angelina Jolie's story really hit home.
Well, as we heard, Zoraida already had cancer, and we wish her well. But Angelina Jolie does not. She had her breasts removed after she found out that she carried the faulty version of the gene BRCA, or BRCA1. She was tested because of a family history, including her mother, who died of breast cancer at the age of 56. So today's news is starting conversations, as it did with Zoraida, and raising questions, again, about double mastectomies. In a moment, a doctor from the Mayo Clinic, but first, a 40-year-old North Carolina mother of two, Marla Dansky, who also has the BRCA1 gene and has scheduled a double mastectomy at Duke University in August. Marla, your thoughts on hearing this news today from Angelina Jolie?
Well, my first thought was, it's wonderful that somebody who so many people will listen to has spoken up, and that with her encouragement and her sharing of her experience, that it will encourage so many women to go and to get tested and to get more information about what their options are.
Yeah, we have a CNN anchor who doesn't know she had the gene but is having the procedure. It's really become a conversation. I understand your mom had a reoccurrence of her breast cancer last year, and her doctor advised you that you should get a double mastectomy. Tell us about that conversation and what you thought then.
That conversation, my mother's team said, since your older daughter, my mother has two daughters, has already had her children, and knowing my mom had tested BRCA1, had tested positive, that they advised that I might want to remove both breasts and also have a radical hysterectomy. And at that point, I was kind of taken aback and said, hey, before anyone, you know, who's never even examined me starts deciding to cut things off me, I think we need to look into this a little bit more.
Do I understand you said, well, I'll get a mammogram?
So that was my response, was, I'm sure I'm fine. Let me go get a mammogram anywhere. You doctors can pick where I have it, just to prove to you that I'm fine and that you can all leave my body parts alone. So 3 rounds of mammograms and 2 rounds of ultrasound later, they had scheduled 3 biopsies for me, and the biopsy found a cancerous mass in the left breast and also cancer in the lymph nodes.
Yeah. It might have felt too strong at the time, but those doctors were right.
Yes.
So you had the mammograms showing that you had cancer, but then did you also get tested?
Yes. So at that point, I had my genetic tests for BRCA 1 and 2, and it's really quite simple. It's actually, you rinse with mouthwash and spit it into the container, and then it gets sent off to the genetics lab. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you get the results back.
And?
And in light of the results that I was BRCA 1 positive, I made the decision to go with a double mastectomy and reconstruction. And then also at that time was introduced to a separate oncology team that deals with ovaries, fallopian tubes, cervical issues, and also removal of the uterus.
Yeah. So you're having, you know, a lot done. You're 40 years old. You have 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about all this?
I feel very good about my team. I have a fantastic team, which is very important when you're being treated. And also, I'm confident that by taking these additional steps, that we're going to do cancer. We're going to do it once. We're going to do it right. And it's not going to be an issue that's going to have to be dealt with again.
Hmm. I understand that your sister, it was also tested. What is she doing?
She tested positive for BRCA 1. She, at the time, made the decision not to do anything yet because she had not had her children, and she has still not had her children. Unfortunately, with everything that was happening with me, my mom insisted on her having a mammogram. They found a cancerous mass in her right breast. And she will now be undergoing double mastectomy to handle that situation and also to prevent development of cancer in the breast that doesn't currently have cancer.
This is tough because it so concentrates in families. And I guess, I circle back. I'm sure it's not your first consideration, but it does seem like to have someone like an Angelina Jolie and other women coming forward, at least it extends beyond your family. It becomes a community.
Yes, that's true. And the more people talk about it and the more people raise awareness about it, the bigger the community of people who are getting taken care of and who are surviving and living long, healthy lives becomes.
That's Marla Dansky. She's being treated at Duke University Hospital in North Carolina and has elected to have both breasts along with her ovaries and cervix removed after detecting cancer and the BRCA, BRCA1 gene. Marla, thank you so much and best to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, we have a lot of questions. If you do too, send them to @hereandnow.org. And while we bring in Judy Bowie, Associate Professor of Surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, Dr. Bowie, Angelina Jolie, Marla, both deciding to have these double mastectomies. But Marla, as we noted, has cancer. Angelina did not. There was a lot of controversy over double mastectomies as preventive measure. How common is that now to have them before cancer's detected?
I think increasingly women are seeking out this information, and as we see increased awareness among physicians and among women in the community about the prevalence of the BRCA1 and 2 gene, people are more seeking out to consider genetic testing.
Yeah.
If we look back 5 or 10 years ago, women were very concerned about genetic testing, and now I think society is much more open to kind of empower the women with decisions. And so for these women that we see in a high-risk breast clinic who have a family history of breast cancer or anything that has kind of brought them to see a physician to question how high is my risk of breast cancer, we would do a strong evaluation of their family history and then try and evaluate how likely it is that they may or may not carry a BRCA1 or 2 gene. And then we would discuss with them whether they are interested in getting tested. So, you know, some women want to know the information and some women would prefer not to know whether they're tested. Some families, a woman may be tested and her sister may choose not to get tested. So it's still a very personal decision, and the decision really lies with the woman herself. And then once a woman does get tested, obviously if they test positive for a BRCA1 or 2 deleterious mutation, then we have clearly identified that they are at a higher risk of developing breast cancer.
And then another decision again. That's Dr. Judy Bowie, Associate Professor of Surgery at Minnesota's Mayo Clinic. We're going to take a break and much more with the doctor on the other side of the break. Again, if you have questions, please send them to hereandnow.org. We'll ask them. We're hearing that Angelina Jolie said her risks of cancer fell from 87% to 5% after her double mastectomy. We want to ask the doctor if that's standard. And we will in 1 minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our look at double mastectomies in light of Angelina Jolie's disclosure today that she had one after she detected the BRCA gene, a signpost for cancer. We're talking to Dr. Judy Bowie, Associate Professor of Surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And Dr. Bowie, pick up where we left off. Angelina Jolie writes that her risk of cancer fell from 87% to 5%. Is that standard after a double mastectomy?
So a double mastectomy decreases your risk of developing breast cancer by about 90 to 95%. And the real question among women is, what is a average woman's risk of developing breast cancer? For a BRCA1 or 2 carrier, we anticipate that the risk of them developing a breast cancer falls in the range of 56 to 87%.
That's high.
So if you say the average range is 56 to 87%, and you decrease that risk by 90 to 95%, you're dropping it to below 5%.
Yeah. And we also heard from Marla, who's also having a double mastectomy. She already has cancer. And she said she hoped that Angelina Jolie's disclosure would encourage women to go out and get tested and find out if they have this. But is that a good idea? I mean, who should get a test? Who pays for it? What do you recommend?
So on average, about 1 in 500 to 1 in 800 women carry a mutation in the BRCA1 or 2 gene. So it doesn't mean every woman in the nation needs to go out and get tested. It is important to reflect on your own personal family history. The women that we think are at the highest risk of carrying a gene and the ones that we tend to refer for genetic testing are those patients who have a family history of breast cancer, especially if it's in a first or a second degree relative, such as a mother or a sister, or an aunt, and especially if that family member had it at a young age, if you have two or more family members, and any male breast cancer in your family is also kind of a red flag to consider for genetic testing, and then Ashkenazi Jewish heritage. So we look at kind of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, number of female relatives, how close they are in the family tree to you, what age they were when they developed breast cancer, and then Ashkenazi Jewish descent. Yes. So it's looking at the full family history to guide the likelihood that a BRCA gene may be responsible for the breast cancer in that family.
Well, one of our listeners, Samantha, is pointing out that Angelina Jolie's mother actually died of ovarian cancer. What is the connection between a double mastectomy and other cancers?
So with the BRCA1 or 2 gene, these patients are known to be, as we said, a 56 to 87% risk of breast cancer, but they also have about a 15 to 44% risk of ovarian cancer. So for these women, it's important to discuss with them not only their breast cancer risk, but also their ovarian cancer risk. And so options available to them, a bilateral mastectomy significantly decreases their risk of breast cancer, but really does nothing to impact ovarian cancer risk.
No.
The other alternative would be a removal of the ovaries, bilateral Salpingo oophorectomy, where we remove the ovaries and also the fallopian tubes. That decreases your risk of breast cancer also by 50%. And impacts your risk of ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
And some women would opt to do both. Some women would opt to do one or the other. Depends a little bit as well on whether your family history and your personal experiences and where you are with child's birth and your preferences.
So a lot of personal decisions. We're also reading that part of what's factoring into women's decisions today as opposed to maybe 10 years ago is improved techniques for breast reconstruction. Angelina Jolie describes a procedure which saved her nipples, used her own skin to rebuild her breasts. And we know that an association of surgeons just met recently in Chicago and talked about a lot of these advances. So what is there new to know?
I would very much agree that the reconstructive options and the different methods for performing a mastectomy have evolved a lot in the last 5 to 10 years, and this is definitely something that is making a bilateral mastectomy far more palatable for women who are considering this approach. So for women who don't have a breast cancer and at an elevated risk because of a BRCA gene, often we would consider a bilateral nipple-sparing mastectomy, which preserves all of the skin envelope of the breast, preserves the patient's nipple and areola, can often be done through a relatively small incision that can be tucked either in the inframammary fold under the breast. And often at just a single procedure, we can do a bilateral nipple-sparing mastectomy with an immediate reconstruction at a single operation, kind of a one-stop shop in many institutions. And patients walk out kind of with reconstructed breasts. I mean, I tell my patients that they can walk out in a white T-shirt and no one will necessarily know they had a mastectomy, as opposed to 10 years ago where you had that body image change where you lost the breast and everything was flat, and that psychologically was a lot harder for women to go through.
Yeah. You know, I want to back up to something that we raised, but I'm not sure we fully took in, which is who should have this, which you addressed. But then if a woman decides to have the double mastectomy without a doctor telling her she should, in other words, she's tested, she's got the BRCA gene, maybe she has no family history, but she's still concerned. In other words, there's not as much pressure from the doctors on her to consider this, but she wants to do this because she wants to take the most preventive step she can. I guess I'm asking, are there cases in which a woman might elect this, but the test and the surgery might not be picked up by insurance? Because we understand the test alone can be $3,000 if it's not covered.
Right. So the BRCA testing costs about $4,040. The majority of insurance companies cover it. But usually on their websites, they have pretty clear criteria in terms of the family history and what the risk factors are. And then if a woman does elect to undergo a bilateral mastectomy, especially if they have a strong family history or if they have a mutation in the BRCA gene, the majority of insurance companies do cover both the bilateral mastectomy and the reconstruction.
Yeah.
So I think the important message here is that women should choose what they want to do. And then, you know, let the business office at the institution work with the insurance companies. But I would say the majority of my patients are very successful in getting coverage for this procedure if this is the way they elect to go.
That's Dr. Judy Bowie, Associate Professor of Surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. I know if people still have questions, please send them at hereandnow.org, or you can join a Facebook conversation, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Just very, very briefly, Dr. Bowie, your thoughts on Angelina Jolie's disclosure today?
I think it's having a great impact nationwide. I mean, from our standpoint, we see women who are facing this decision every day. I think the important aspect is that it is still a very personal decision. We have a lot of patients who have a deleterious mutation in the BRCA1 or 2 gene who elect not to undergo a bilateral mastectomy. So consider all the options and make the decision that works the best for your personal preferences.
But the conversation has started once again. Dr. Bowie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Latest news is next. Here and now.